While many of you were asleep, the baseball playoffs got really exciting. The LA Angels beat the defending champion Boston Red Sox 5-4 in an extra inning thriller that didn't end until the wee hours of this morning. By winning, the Angels avoided elimination in their first round playoff series with Boston. Earlier Sunday, the Philadelphia Phillies won their series against Milwaukee, and the Chicago White Sox gave their baseball battered city something to crow about. Maybe that's a bit strong, something to smile about anyway. NPR sports correspondent Tom Goldman is here to discuss the playoffs' ups and downs. Good morning, Tom.
Good morning, Ari.
Okay, let's start with that Boston-LA game that you were actually lucky enough to get to watch until the end since you live in the Pacific time zone.
That's right, and I still had some of my evening left afterwards, which was great. Lots of kids and sleepy East Coast adults don't get to see all this great action. You know, it's the old lament that Major League Baseball schedules the games too late. Still, there were some transcendent baseball moments in this game at Fenway Park that made you forget about the unfairness for a little bit. One such moment came in the bottom of the 10th inning. The score was tied at 4. The Red Sox were up to bat. There were two outs. They had runners on first, second, and third. They bring one of those runners home, they win the game, they win the series, they move on to the next round. So the Angels' ace relief pitcher, Francisco Rodriguez, also known as K-Rod, his first two pitches to the Boston batter are balls. Two more pitches out of the strike zone, and he walks the batter, forcing in the winning run. Now, that would be totally humiliating, a big pressure moment for him. Most mortals like us would turn to goo. But K-Rod fires a pitch down the middle, he gets the batter to fly out, ending the inning. He storms off the field screaming gleefully, and I'm exhausted just watching.
So was this the moment that the playoffs really got good for you?
Yeah, I think so. Me and many others. The Angels got out of at least one other nerve-jangling situation. They really earned this victory, which came after 12 innings. And the LA players exchanged some spirited high fives after it was over. But then they had to get right to bed because the two teams play again tonight. Boston still holds a 2-1 advantage. The first team to win 3 moves on.
Well, let's switch to the other American League series for a moment. The Chicago White Sox, like the Angels, they won, staved off elimination. How'd they do it?
Well, it wasn't quite the same level of excitement. Now, the White Sox, just 3 years removed from a World Series title, they carved out a workmanlike victory over the Tampa Bay Rays with strong pitching and timely hitting. They won 5-3. Now, Tampa Bay still leads that series 2-1 and could clinch it today with a win. But for one afternoon, the White Sox, as you said, gave Chicagoans something to smile about in terms of baseball.
Which brings us to the other Chicago team, the Cubs, which added another chapter to their sad, tortured history.
Yeah, Saturday night they lost the third game of their series against the LA Dodgers. Thus, they were swept out of the playoffs, 3-0. They just never seemed to put up a fight against LA, and it was their most apparent problem was their bats went silent. Chicago players just couldn't hit the ball. And you know, Ari, the hopes were so high this year, exactly 100 years since the last Cubs World Series victory, and Chicago fans loved the symmetry of that, and they loved their dynamic team, which had the best record in the National League this season. By Sunday, there was not much love. On the Chicago Tribune website, hundreds of reader comments about the Cubs. Many were along the lines of this one by Jolly Roger, who wrote, quote, "Whoever is next in line for season tickets, enjoy mine. I'm through. I cannot and will not do this again. I've had it," end quote.
Good talking with you, Tom. Thanks.
Good to talk to you.